This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
I'm Jill Ekus from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
And somewhere there's a Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona.
I was talking, except for my mic wasn't on. Oh my God, it's Friday. You guys have no idea the morning I've had. I'm Jamie Jennings again. I said it already. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for June 22nd, episode 1959, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse world. I'm going back to bed.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
We work all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. Some horsing around.
Okay, let me give you a little picture into my world, Jill and Jen. Okay, so this morning I get up at 4:30 because I'm on the West Coast time right now. This stupid show starts at 9 Eastern, so I have to be up really early to get all my stuff together and get organized and get awake. And I'm like, you know what? Zeus, if you guys recall on Wednesday, if you listened to that show, Zeus had a diagnosis of some rotation and some laminitis. So I had to buy the muzzle. I had to do it. Jill, I had to do it.
And I know. It's heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking. And so I put it on him last night and he was like shaking his head and he looked so sad. And it was like one of those, like, your heart is there and they're just like twisting out, like ringing out. You're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, but I don't want you to die. But you don't understand that. And I'm making you be like Hannibal Lecter right now. And you just want to eat grass. So anyway, I go through all that. 4:30 this morning comes. It's already starting to get light here. So I walk outside. Son of a bitch! There's no muzzle. There's no muzzle on my horse.
I didn't think that twine was going to hold the picture you posted.
It wasn't just a twine. That was an additional something that people told me to do because, like, apparently, so the muzzle, I found like a thinner nylon halter, something that would rip if too, you know, stressed out. That did not rip.
Did you expect any less from your horse?
Oh my
God! Get out of a muzzle.
His show name is Zeus the Mustang. I'm gonna change it to Zeus the Destroyer. Like, what a jerk! He did not rip any of the nylon parts. He did not rip any of the Velcro pieces. He ripped the freaking core plastic chunk.
Oh my gosh!
So I have taken a picture of it, and I'm going to post it on Horses in the Morning Facebook page so you can see the difference. I'm going to post a picture last night where my heart was breaking, and then this morning where I'm cussing the jerk out. So that's what I was doing right before the show started. You guys heard me running around because I had to get him in because he's out there grazing, and I had already brought him in. He already let himself out because I forgot to clip the backside of the stall just perfectly. So he already got himself out. He's been grazing twice. I don't know what time. And then I take him into the stall, and guess what he got it off on. He put somehow put the muzzle and his nose and stuffed him in between the hose bib that where you turn on the water in his stall. That is completely bent. I do not know how there's not a geyser of water shooting out. Then I realized he did rip the halter as well. It's he ripped all the holes out to the bottom hole, you know? So like when you go to put it in third hole, it just drops straight down to the first hole. Oh my God, not only did he destroy the muzzle, he destroyed the halter and he destroyed the hose bib, like the whole plumbing system in his stall.
Oh my gosh.
Because he told you, didn't he?
I, I don't think he liked the muzzle. That's what I'm thinking.
What the hell am I supposed to do?
It's called a dry lot, Jamie.
I don't have a dry lot. I have an arena, but he eats the jumps.
I would tell you to probably, you know, build a pen or make a pen, but we all know that that's not going to work either.
Well, I have this tiny little pen, but that's where the, like, I it's just small. He's just the destroyer. I don't know what to do. I'm so frustrated. Oh my God, Jen, I'm going to take my mind off of it. And,
why don't I tell you what's coming up on today's show while you take a deep breath and a Xanax?
Yep.
There you go.
God, that horse. Oh my God. Just when I think I love him, I want to kill him.
Well,
this people, by the way, let me just say that this is why Mustangs should not stand in holding pens. This crap, because they learn how to entertain themselves. That horse stood in a holding pen for 6 years. Can you imagine the existence?
I don't believe it.
Yeah. That those BLM employees had to deal with that horse standing in the holding pen. Oh my God.
That's why they sent him to the prison. They're like, somebody get this horse out of here.
Get him out. Gotta go. Okay, go ahead.
Coming up on today's show, hopefully things will go smoothly and more relaxed without any disasters, because Shannon Schruffnagel is going to stop by. Regular listeners might have heard that name before. It's hard to forget. She is the mad genius behind the HTCAA, a unique group of traveling horse folks who trail ride as well as compete and camp all over the United States. She's going to tell us about what's going on over there.
Horse gypsies,
a little bit. Yeah, except their gypsy vans cost $75,000. But hey.
Whatever.
Next coming up is Lee Scribner, and she's going to stop by and tell us all about her endurance champion Mustang.
Okay, here's why this is unique. I found her online because we have this Northern Nevada Correctional Center Facebook page, which is like, if you adopt a Mustang or a burro from NNCC, where Zeus and Thor both came from, join this page and like kind of keep everybody posted. This chick has been doing endurance rides with a horse that came from Zeus's group. So I'm going to tell her how awesome she is and tell her how much I hate my horse. Go ahead.
There we go. And you can find out whether or not her horse takes his halter off, opens doors, and turns on spigots. There we go. We'll find out. And then finally, Hillary Holman is going to stop by, and she is a competitor at this week's Kentucky Extreme Mustang Makeover. We're going to get an update on how things are going for her. And of course, it's Friday. So Really Bad Ads is here to further reduce this show into complete and utter bedlam. So stay tuned for the fray, folks. Is it that time?
It's that time.
It's that time.
Jill, you're first.
All right.
That's a dog barking. There is the Winnie. That's what I was waiting for. Go ahead.
No, I think you're hearing my dog bark. I hate that animal. Anyway, okay.
So, put a muzzle on him.
We'll talk about that another time. Anyway. All right. So when last we spoke, my horse needed hawk injections, I think. We remember all that. So they're working. However, now his back is a little sore, so we knew he was going to probably need SI injections, right? Yeah, so we got those. And well, obviously when you get those, you can't ride in a saddle that's ill-fitting anymore, right? Okay. And so sometimes when you have to make some changes to your saddle, you have to buy some other things for the new saddle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, I know. Here I go. So my daily Winnie goes out to Chase Visa for approving me for a fabulous credit card in which all of these things, new saddle, SI injections, hawk injections, stirrup leathers, new stirrups. We're set to go now.
My God. No, you're not. Trust me. Because you're going to be like, you know what? We need a back on track sheet and the back on track quick wraps. And then, oh my God, he needs some supplements. So then you're going to be shopping at KPP and be like, we need some vitamin E.
I need an intervention is what I need. This is just getting out of control. I've spent so much money on this sample. You know what? It's all to make him feel better. And so you got to look at the bigger picture, but at the same time, I'm grateful that this Chase Visa is
Why do we do this to ourselves?
I don't
know. Mm. All right. Mm. We're going to thank the big companies today, because I would like to give my daily Winnie. I had a whole different one planned, but I'm going to give my daily Winnie to Amazon because their return policy is amazing. I just clicked return because I got the damn muzzle in the mail yesterday. And so I clicked return this morning. They're like, great, I'm going to put it in the same bag it came from and slap that new label on it and send it right back. They're like, how would you like your refund? Would you like Amazon to go ahead and just give you a, where it's money in your account, Amazon account? I'm like, no, hell no. Return that money back to my credit card because I really need that.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I want to see the look on somebody's face when they open that package and go, what the heck happened to this? God. Like, what did this woman do?
I got to make this Facebook post because it's pretty epic. See it. Okay, cool. Jennifer, what are we to do? Why don't we call the guest, Shannon, just a couple minutes early, if that's okay. Can you hear me, Jen?
I hear you.
Okay, let's go ahead and get her on the line now. We're going to work ahead of schedule today, as opposed to behind schedule, Jill. This is my life goal.
No worries.
We're going to be ahead of the game. Well, hey, so your pony's doing a lot better than feeling a lot better?
Feeling a lot better. I have, after the show, that's why you see we're going to wrap up. I got to run down there and hand walk him because it's been raining like crazy here. And so he can't go out and roll in the mud, which he loves to do. So I'm going to see how he's feeling. We're going to let him loose in the arena. And I'm kind of just like, please, God, show me something different. You know, just waiting to see some kind of push from behind. So I'll have to keep you all updated on the auditor's page later. About how he's doing. Hopefully I'll have some video.
Okay. And how's your little baby?
She's good. She's sassy pants. She's starting human to baby. Yell at everyone. Anyway. Oh yes. Yes. My human baby, my human 13 month old. She's that rough and tumble kid. You know, she's like, I'm a princess, but I'm not. And it's like, I'm going to grab your face and try to bite it. Like, it's been in a nice way. I don't know if that makes any kind of sense. I'm sure there's somebody out there that can relate. But I'm kind of hoping she's going to get the horse bug. So we just kind of keeping her around the horses. She's starting to like them. And
I've learned, I have made my child an animal person because I just don't give him an option.
I'm exactly. Like,
hey, here's a chicken. Hold this. And then here's the dog. You know, this is your dog and this is your horse because Chili, our like 900-year-old paying horse, is his horse. I'm like, it's your horse. You want to ride your horse? Yeah, sure. You know, he has been, like I said, no other option. Plus, as I've told you about men before, if you want your man to like your animal, let him name it. Okay.
Ah, right. Yes.
I currently have two chickens. One is named the Hulk and one is Iron Man, and they're both hens.
So, I love it.
And I Chad named Lucky. I had a horse named Jack Daniels for a while, and I still have Joe Montana on the property. Okay. Just let them name it. Just go with it. Whatever they want to do, just let it happen. So that'll breed a little bit more interest and love. And this is not just for Jill. This is for all of you. If you get a new animal and you want to keep it, have the man name it. It's weird. It works. And so he hates it when I tell people that.
There's all these Jamie-isms. I need to start like a book. You know, there's like that 101 jumping tips. There needs to be 101 life tips from Jamie. You know, the three Fs.
Yeah.
And now how to raise your kid to like your animals and how to get your husband. Yeah.
They're actually my students. It's like, they're like, is this a Jamie life lesson? Is this a Jamie? What Jamie Jennings life? I'm like, it's Jamie Jennings life lesson number 427. Let your man name your animal.
I'll crowdfund that.
Yeah.
make it happen. I'll be your first. I want the first run copy.
So I just happen to just be opinionated. That's all. It's all it is. And my brother, my older brother, he's just this really brave guy who he just got back from Australia, Jill. He went traveling by himself to Australia. He went to Malaysia by himself. He has done all these cool. He's unmarried, obviously, no kids, and you know, has a job so he can afford to just take a trip. That's what he spends his money on. And so my dad was like, did you make any new friends? Did you meet anybody? And he's like, Dad, I'm not like Jamie where I can go talk to a room full of strangers. I was like, I didn't know people thought that about me, but I was like, dude, you know what? I can't travel to Australia by myself. So we all have our skills. Oh, gosh. That's true. Could you do that?
Just go somewhere and talk to random strangers? Yeah, I think so.
I think you can talk to strangers. That's why you're co-hosting this with me.
No, I. You know what? I tell you what. I dream about going somewhere by myself. I really. I dream about it. Like I said, I know. To actually get out and just. Well, I mean, I'll take like a random horse trip. You know, like I went to dressage at Devon, and I had a friend meet me for a couple of the days, and then I spent the weekend by myself. And they had these really neat headsets that you could listen to a commentator, like a judge explaining what was going on. I had the greatest time. It was like $40. I had this little earpiece. I had a great seat. I had a blanket. I had some wine and cheese. And I just sat there and I had the best time. I'm like, I don't ever want to leave. They're going to close this whole place down. There's going to be this one random woman just sitting up in the stands. I'm like, man, you know how to go. It's no, because when I leave here, I got to go take care of kids. No.
Awesome. Awesome. Nice. Hey, let's see. I think our first guest is ready and Jen is going to take this one for us. So Jen, it's all yours. The floor is yours.
Woohoo. Double pay for me and doing two jobs. Yeah, right.
Yep.
Welcome to the show. the mad genius behind the HTCAA, Shannon Schruffnagel. How you doing, Shannon?
Hello, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
This is, I think, your second or third time on the show this now.
Yeah, I think third.
Yeah, you're hopping over there. Sure. Now, for folks who maybe are new listeners to the show, give us the Reader's Digest version of what the HTCAA is.
Absolutely. So I started it accidentally back in 2012. I created a Facebook group just to find new places to ride and new people to ride with. And we went up to about 500 people pretty quick. And then the next thing I know, we were at 20,000 and now we're at over 70,000. And we have 50,000 active members per month. So we are now, which is crazy, accidentally the number one trail riding resource on the internet, as well as the number one largest trail riding community in the country.
Well, there you go.
So very cool.
Yeah.
Not what I planned to do, but it's taken my life over and it's been an awesome ride. So
now you have this awesome Facebook group, which I enjoy because it's very carefully policed. There's no crap on there.
Mm-hmm. No.
And now you also have the magazine. Tell us what the magazine is.
Yeah. So, is going to be our 1 year anniversary of starting up our magazine. So as many trail riders know, we lost two of our best resources for trail riding magazines in the last couple of years. And so we ended up having, you know, members kind of talking about it and saying they were sad we didn't have another outlet for trail riders. So of course, crazy me, because I can't handle doing one thing at once. I have to do many things at once. So I said, well, hey, let's go ahead and start up a magazine. Never done it before, but it should be fun. So we started up a very simple online format. And it's awesome because all of our articles are submitted by real trail riders, all of our members. So we don't have any paid people that come on. You don't hear the same thing from the same person twice. You hear from, you know, educated trail riders down to the first timers. So it's fun articles. I love every month. We never know what kind of stories we're going to get in. And whether it's, you know, same thing, single women or if it's families or whatever. So there's stories in there for every trail rider out there. And we get beautiful photos in. And that comes out every month online through our website, which is htcaa.org.
So what prompted my invitation to you this month, Shannon, is I saw a little announcement on the Facebook page, new memberships and membership benefits. Now, I didn't even realize that it was a membership thing. So kind of go over that. You're so succinct. I love it. Tell us about what memberships are and what do you got to become a member of?
Absolutely. Sure. Absolutely. So yeah, this is something we started back in January. And, you know, to be honest, to run a Facebook group like this, a lot of people, I really think they think I have elves in my closet that work for free. so it's not quite the case. I've been working on it full time now for 3 years with my blessed husband who, has pretty much been supporting me through the entire thing. We have the website, we have the trail riding magazine, we put on events around the country. You know, it's definitely enough. I could have 3 full-time people if I wanted to, and if I could afford to. It kind of came to that point of, you know, 3 years ago, should we just play on Facebook and just let it be a fun group? And where we aren't manning it 24/7. But I knew if we did that, the group would disintegrate. On Facebook, you know, if you step away for an hour, it can be a wildfire and explode in 1 second. So we decided, you know, let's actually take this to the next step. Let's make it an actual organization, something that we can bring into the real world. The other aspect of that was, too, is that I was getting, you know, relationships made with different people that have campgrounds and tax stores and different equine businesses. And because we've lost these magazines, there's not really a good place for anybody to advertise that has, you know, trail riding related businesses, especially for the campgrounds. So that's what led us to getting the website up and running. The magazine's been a great complement to that as well. So then we launched our memberships in January. So the different memberships we have, you can be a Facebook member for free. Obviously, we're never going to charge for that. There are some groups out there that do, but we know we've got a lot of people that just like to look. You know, we've had a lot of people that are retired now. Maybe they have health issues. They can't ride anymore. So we don't want to exclude them from the fun on Facebook. But we do have our community memberships, and that's $25 a year. That gets you access to the website, to the magazine. The website is building little by little every month. We are going to have that to be where that's going to basically become your personal trail planner. We're going to have it so you can upload your health paperwork, anything that you need for your travel documents, you know, your vet information. So while you're traveling, if something happens to you, something happens to your vehicle, we've actually had somebody, their truck like blew up. So they lost all of their vet work. They lost their paperwork, everything. So it got me to thinking, well, gosh, if we could have a one-stop shop for everybody that's traveling for trail riding, you know, they can keep all that information on their phone. Somebody can look it up on the website. With that, you get a member ID card as well, as well as a key tag that has your member ID number on it with the contact information for HTCAA. You can attach that to your horse. You can attach it to your tack or whatever you want. If your horse gets away from you and it's got that tag on it, they can call us. And then we have your member ID number. We can get a hold of you. We can get a hold of your vet because we would have all that information there. So these are things that we're going to have hopefully within the next couple of months as far as the health side. But there's a lot of other fun stuff. We have classifieds for free on the website. So many people ask for that. We just launched that. So without going into too much detail, we have all of that on there for free, for access for the $25 a year. And the magazine, you'll access 24/7. If you don't have the membership, you can only see a couple articles at a time. And then we also have our foundation membership, which is really, that's actually become pretty fun. I didn't think we'd have as many people interested in that. But that's $48 a year. And that's kind of our what I would call our community organizers. So these are the people that are going to help us expand what we're doing with HTCAA, whether it's ideas of what we can do on the website. Another thing that we're going to be launching hopefully in the next 12 months is Mountain High Mission. That's members helping members in need. That's going to be a nonprofit that we're going to run for our members who maybe are having difficulties, whether they have a barn fire, maybe it's a health issue. And we have members that can step up and help, whether it's monetarily, but really I want to encourage it to be physical kind of help. If you live down the road and they need hay, bring some hay in, bring some feed in. If there's been a flood, help them clean out their barn, help them clean out any other area. We can be doing the same thing for campgrounds if there's a natural disaster. I want to round up our members and say, hey, let's go to this campground and help clean up. So that's going to take, a big force of people to help run that as well. So that's what our foundation members get to do. And that's, again, $48 a year. And then we upgrade to our business memberships. And there's 3 of those, a basic membership. We have a premium membership for regular equine businesses. And then we have a trail destination membership for our campgrounds. Those all start off very cheap compared to anywhere else. You can't find the prices we're offering at this time. And that's really because we, you know, it's a new thing. We want to make sure that we're gaining their trust, that they know that what we say we're going to do, we're going to do it. And so it's $120 for the basic. It's $180 for premium. That's year round. That's a business membership. And that gets you access into the magazine, the website. And also we feature you back to the group of 50,000 members per month. And that's it. So it's a very low cost for what we're starting out with our advertising. But it's fun because we're learning as we go and we're getting to know so many different businesses around the country. I'm starting to get phone calls now, which is really fun because it's not just through Facebook anymore. And also through that, with any campground that signs up with us, we then create an event at their campground within the next year. So we'll actually hold a gathering at their location and members can come to that. And we also write up an article about that campground. So it's a lot of fun. We're having a ton of fun with this. And my husband is happy because now he can kind of step back and this is this is starting to support itself.
There you go.
So, yeah. So it's a win-win for everybody. And it's just neat to see how many people we have who are really getting interested in the actual organization of it now.
Yeah. So, well, yes, yeah, it's a little bit more mature now as an organization. So if someone wants to learn a little bit more about this, check into becoming a member, or just join the Facebook page and learn all about different places, because you really focus a lot on that Facebook page about the destinations, so you can find really cool places to go riding, and you're hearing about it from the people who rode there. How do they find you online and on Facebook?
Sure, absolutely. Go to Facebook, and if you just type in HTCAA, or if you start typing in horse trails and camping, it'll pop up. You'll see our group right away. You'll also probably see HTCAA's The Trail Journal. That's the magazine page. And then you can find everything right on our website at www.htcaa.org for horse trails and camping across America. And yeah, I definitely tell everybody, join the Facebook group for sure, because that's where all the fun is happening. We organize everything through the website, but Facebook is just a ton of fun. You can ask any question related to trails and you'll get all the answers. So it's a cool place.
And it's a lot of eye candy. You have a lot of very talented photographers in your membership.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Thousands of photos. You can scroll the photo page for hours on end and never get bored.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Shannon, for taking a little time out of your busy Friday morning to chat with us about what's going on over there at HTCAA. And we'll be talking again soon.
Absolutely. All right. Sounds good.
This web page is gorgeous.
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
it's really user friendly. I found a place near me. I can just click right on it, and it pops up. Check it out. I mean, it's really a great site.
There we go. Well, we've got another guest waiting in the wings right away. So let's hear from the good folks at Kentucky Performance Products about a little product they have for horses who aren't fat, like Scooter and Zeus, and then we'll be chatting with Lee.
This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Feeding your horse starch-laden grains can lead to colic, laminitis, and metabolic disease. Today, nutritionists are recommending the use of high-quality fat to provide healthy calories. Fat is an extraordinary energy source. It's readily utilized by the horse and contains more than 2 times the calories of starchy grains. Replacing grain with a high-quality fat supplement reduces a horse's risk of developing health problems. Equijoule Stabilized Rice Bran is an excellent fat supplement. It contains a balanced calcium to phosphorus ratio and won't cause mineral imbalances when added to the diet. Its all-natural ingredients are high in healthy fat and fiber. And best of all, horses fueled by Equijoule stay calmer and more focused on the job at hand. When you need to add healthy calories to your horse's diet, choose Equijoule. To learn more, visit Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com.
This Nutritional Minute has been brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com.
And thanks to Kentucky Performance Products for being a sponsor from day one of this show. It's amazing that they have stuck around this long. So we've got our next guest, and this is something that's really special to me, Jill, because I love supporting as much as I've been cussing Zeus this morning, I do love him very much. And I love supporting the prison system that works with the Mustangs, you know, helping inmates and helping people and helping horses at the same time. And Northern Nevada Correctional Center, which is up in Carson City, Nevada, does that. And it's such an awesome program, an awesome organization. I adopted Thor in February of 2015. And you guys know he is like the greatest horse in the world. And then I adopted Zeus in February of 2016. I just like to go up there when they're all hairy, I guess. And then our next guest, Lee, adopted Astro in February of 2017. And let's say good morning to Lee. Lee, how are you?
Good. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'm doing really good. Thanks for getting me up early.
Yeah, you're on the same time zone as me, I believe. So you have Astro, and let's talk a little bit. First of all, I'm Jamie, and then you're talking to Jill, and Jen is the producer. It's just all a bunch of friendly girls talking about horses here, so you should fit right in. So tell us first about why you decided to adopt a horse from NNCC.
Well, I wasn't even planning on adopting. What it was is my husband, we were up there for a 75 miler. My husband was doing NASTAR, so 75 miler endurance ride up in Washoe Valley. And I ended up from getting the flu last year and getting pericarditis. And so I was hanging out at the ride and somebody said, hey, that there's adoption going on in the morning. Why don't you go take a look? And I'm like, oh, great. And my husband pointed out this picture. She showed us a catalog of this horse with its head super high. And I'm thinking, you're crazy. I don't like that horse. It's just too, it says spirited. Why would you want the spirited Mustang that's only had so many days on? So I picked out another horse or a couple more. So I went to, got up super early. I think I was an hour early.
Let me ask here. Let me interrupt. So were you actually in the market for a horse or did you were like, oh my God.
I was because my other Mustang that I've been riding, Frankie, in May fell in a 2-foot hole during a competition and we flipped and he injured his shoulder. So I was kind of horseless at the time as well.
Okay.
But I was not even thinking about getting one that was just barely, you know, hands-on approach.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up, all the horses that I chose now, the thing, all their whirls were all crazy and different. And I picked Astro and I thought, okay, I'll hand up my hand one time. And I did it and I got him for $200.
What?
So I came home with this spirited $200 Mustang that I'm thinking, why isn't anybody else bidding? So he was a challenge, but more for me growing as a person, you know, kind of basically being the student of the horse. Uh-huh. I mean, I wanted to find every reason to take him back. He scared the blank out of me and we just worked with him every day and he taught me so much and how the different approach I have with Mustangs and horses now. And he has just turned into my gift from God. He does everything I ask and give me everything more.
So why did he scare you initially?
Well, he was just so big and so intimidating. And then, you know, any little noise, you know, it's like he wants to be right on your lap. And I'm thinking, I can't have this, you know, 1,000-pound plus horse on top of me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Hank told me, you know, he doesn't like flags. Well, yeah, I learned that. And we just kept practicing all that. It's just day after day. And it's, you know, you're building your trust with him. And then he starts trusting you and just lots of work of desensitizing. And mm-hmm. I can put him through anything now.
Well, and you have because you posted on our Northern Nevada Correctional Center Adopted Wild Horses and Burros Facebook page. There's a Facebook page for everything. However, I started this
I know.
One,
so. I love it.
Me and one of the girls started this one that we adopted. And so you're talking about like, oh, I adopted this horse and he scared me. Well, dude, you adopted him February of last year and you have conquered many things. Tell everybody what this spirited, crazy, wild Mustang has done with you so far.
Well, let's see. I think he's done 3 25-milers. It was a multi-day, did that. And then I took him back like two or three weeks later and did another multi-day and did a 50 with a break in between, another 50. And then 3 weeks after that, he did 3 50s in a row. And then last weekend, he just did 75 milers. And he is excellent. I can get up. People can run around me. He's used to the horses running around. So he's not like an Arab jumping off the walls because they're not used to that. I've even been chased down by a hot wire pin, caught on a horse, and had to take off through camp when I just got on him. And I stopped the horse, and it was just amazing. And he's just, he doesn't get tired. And he eats, drinks, takes care of himself, takes care of me. And it's just, and next Monday, we're leaving for Utah to do another three-day, 50 miles a day. So I go slow with him. He's not ready for any speed. But, you know, we go out there and just enjoy the day, and he's awesome. He loves it.
Oh, my gosh. And this is – endurance to me is interesting because I'm an eventer. And we go as fast, you know, as allowed in the time allowed. And you know, our cross country is like 4 minutes, and you're galloping and jumping. And you know what? By the time I'm done with that, my butt hurts. What on earth? How do you sit for 350 miles in 3 days? What the heck? How do you do that? Well,
you're not really sitting. And I've kind of grown up with this sport since I was, I think my first one was 7 years old, and I'm going to be turning 50 at the end of the week.
Wow.
So it's a lot of getting off, you know, running, you know, you're posting, you're two pointing, you know, you're just always moving. And yes, you're sore, but you do, you know, get in shape for it.
So people that run a lot
have a really good, comfortable saddle.
Yeah, that's true. So Jill, are you a runner?
I was a runner. Yeah. I didn't do like ultra marathons or anything. The most I've done was a half, but you know, I've gone out
qualifies.
There for miles and yeah. Okay.
So both you guys,
I'm not really, yeah.
Here's what
I'm not really a runner. We just did a couple ultra runs, but you know, tried to get in shape, but now my knees are so bad. I can't run at all.
Well, and that's my question is for people that run, endurance sounds a lot like kind of what they challenge, what challenges me. Now here's, let me back up and be honest. Running challenges me. It's just a thing. If you see me running,
maybe not everybody.
If you should see me running, you should run too. Cause something's chasing me. However, what I am amazed by runners and endurance riders is how do you keep your brain from getting bored? You know, I mean, to sit there for miles and miles and miles over days, how do you keep your brain busy? Sorry, I'm just picking the brain of an endurance rider at this point.
Well, for endurance training, for running, I wasn't much of a runner. This one year I decided I'm going to get in shape. I mean, I am not a natural runner, but I had to have music in my ears. And if my battery died, I died.
Really?
I did that for a while too. Yeah. I did the music for a while. And then it was like, after the music got almost distracting when you finally get a pace and then you want to just sort of look around when you're running. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. But yeah.
And then with endurance riding, you know, I like to talk to people and stuff, but to me, it's the time, you know, I get to be me, not worry about anything. It's the one time in my life I get to be present and be in that moment.
Yes.
And I just, you know, fade away. I enjoy the area. I enjoy the horse I'm being with, the people I'm around. I'm, you know, thinking about what I need to do with my horse. How is everything going? Does he feel sore there? Does he, you know? I mean, my brain is always going, thinking about the care of my horse, my well-being of my horse. You know, if I'm sitting correct, I mean, my mind is just going, but quietly, you know, the whole time. Oh, yeah. It doesn't stop.
Okay.
And it's
that
like
makes
one
sense.
Check. I just take one check to one check at a time, you know, one vet check and do it that way. And just hoping, you know, I got all my tools in the bag that I need out there and my horse is doing well. And I think that's why so far with him being so young, I've been able to do this with him.
And how young is he? Because sometimes you can get a 2-year-old at this place and then 8. Okay.
Nope, he's gotcha. 8 years old.
Gotcha.
You know, he's not young, but I mean, guess not so experienced.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, I got to build those legs. I got to build, you know, but luckily he has a great background.
Yeah, it's true. So he, what I've been talking about a little bit this morning is I've had 2 Mustangs I've adopted from Carson City. And the first one, Thor, is like 16 hands. He is huge. He is super sweet. He is no trouble. You could keep that horse. You could lay some baling twine on the ground and be like, stay. And he'd be like, okay. Then there's Zeus, his brother. Now, Thor used to be in the wild, but Zeus, his brother, was born in Holding and raised in Holding and didn't go into Carson City's prison system until he was 6. So he stood in a holding pen for 6 years. And he is a management nightmare. He escapes everything. He destroys everything. He breaks everything. But he's... like I, the love of my life. So, you know, you have to deal with it. What is Astro like? On is he like a Thor or is he a Zeus? A nightmare or a dream come true?
Maybe kind of in the middle. You know, he's 16'1". Oh my gosh. He's super big, and he's like an ADHD kid. He's got to go. He's got to do things. I mean, he's got to move his panels. He's always got to be moving, running, bucking. He's just it's very hard to keep him tied on the side of the trailer. The last weekend that we took him for a ride, he, you know, he sprung loose from my high tie, and I wasn't even worried. He took off down the road in Nevada, and he just disappeared. And I just sat there waiting, took my time to get a little grain, see if he comes back. He loves back, runs by our camper and trailer, and takes off down the other road. And I see him stand there with that big old high head looking everywhere. And everybody's panicking. Oh no, that's your Mustang. He's free now. I said, no, watch this. And I yell, and he turns around and goes, oh God, Mom. And he comes running to my sister, not me, and ties him up. But he's always, you know, I hang things for him to play with. I mean, he's just always, you know, he can't stand still. And that's him, you know, keeping his focus on me. I have to really, you know, that's his main thing. It's just stand still, put 1 foot forward, 1 foot back towards me. But
so
you know,
he's a Zeus. I mean, that's it.
But
you
he's
just
a
describe
sweetheart.
Him. Yeah.
Yeah. But he's a sweetheart.
I so, think, Jamie, you need to swap Zeus to be an endurance rider. This sounds
I
like
know. It's kind of I know. I mean, my gosh.
So swap and you can, yeah.
Yeah, I'll teach Astro how to jump. And
yes,
that's
yes.
awesome. It sounds very
pictures.
Oh, it sounds very familiar. What I'm going through versus what happened to you. It's yeah, it's always like that. Like, what can I do to keep him happy and busy? And I gave him. He had to wear. He's now diagnosed with some insulin resistance, so I have to put a muzzle on him, and it made it probably like 3 hours. Brand new muzzle. Yeah, good times. Well, this is cool. Yeah. So I'm super happy for you. Astro, the $200 Mustang that's out has done so far 50s and 25s and 75s and keeps on going. This is I'm so proud to see other Mustangs, especially from the prison system, out there being so successful and doing so well. So thank you for coming on and sharing your story. And please keep.
No, I love everybody needs to get one.
Yeah, so give it
commitment, but you won't go back.
Give us a selling point. Sell a Mustang down, because I know I have a lot of listeners that are teetering on the edge, and there is an adoption going on right now online. So,
oh yes, there. I mean, I can't say enough. Everybody's going, what are you doing with Mustangs? I just adopted another one. We have 4 in our property now, and my husband said stop, and I said I can't. I just love them. I want to get them out there. I want to get them on the trail. I want everybody to experience something with the Mustangs, volunteering, anything. They're just incredible. And the loyalty you earn from them and what you learn from them, and they give you everything they got. If I had all the money in the world, I couldn't find a better horse than a Mustang to do endurance with.
Sold. And by the way, I checked my email while the commercial was playing, and I have, this is terrible, and my husband's going to kill me, but I did just get approved. My adoption application got approved. I was like, I'll just fill one out because there's one thing, and there's a really pretty little black and white paint that I'm in love with, a little Pinto. And I was like, oh, I'll just fill one out just in case. The one that's going on. It's going online right now. They've got the videos going. Let's see. I'm trying to find the, I think it's, let me find
that. Yeah, there's one going on in Montana right now too. And I know some incredible front Mustangs through Mustang Matt, who, if you go on his Facebook page, there'll be the information. He's, I mean, he does an incredible job with the horses. So if there are people out there, if you adopt a Mustang, to help you.
Yeah, there, yeah, absolutely there are. So there's a BLM Wild Horse and Burro program is going on. Let's see, but the internet adoption is going on right now.
Divorce, Jamie.
Yeah,
divorce,
totally.
Jamie. Just keep that in mind.
Mustangs, they barely eat anything, you know, and they don't wear shoes for the most part, you know, unless you're doing some specialized stuff. Oh, this is dangerous. You need to get off this line, girl.
And then it's also made me become, I want to become a tip trainer. So I'm waiting for my approval. And I really, that's what I'm going to do because I can't adopt them all. So instead, I'm going to try to help them and get them adopted out.
Lee, where can people find out more about you and your Mustang Astro, the $200 Mustang from the prison that is an endurance champion?
Probably just go to my Facebook page, and if people have questions, they can message me through Facebook and okay, anything like that. My name is, you know, Lee Scribner, L-E-I-G-H, and Scribner, S as in Sam, C-R-I-B-N-E-R.
Great. Wonderful. Thanks, Lee, for coming on. And you guys can also follow along. We all post our journeys with our Mustangs on the NNCC Facebook page. So check that out. Lee, have a wonderful morning. Give Astro a sugar-free peppermint for us.
And you guys, too. And have a great day. Thank you so much for having me on.
See you, Lee. Absolutely.
All right. Bye. Have a great day. Adopt a Mustang.
Yes. Oh, my God. So, yeah, seriously, Jill, I
love her.
Yeah, she's amazing.
I loved her. Oh my gosh, she made that whole thing just sound so beautiful. I'm sitting here in like that peace and tranquility. She's like, just be present. I'm like, I want to be best friends with this woman. Take me with you.
It's awesome. When I saw that, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. And it's true. You know, I have two of them. And I want another one so bad. And I think it was, I know it was Alisa Wallace, who obviously Eventer, who's on our champion show on Wednesday, yeah, Mustang makeover champion. Yeah. So she says, when I was adopting Thor, she's like, Jamie, I just want to tell you something. Potato chips. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, you can't have just one. They're like potato chips. You can't have one. Aww. And it's true. Like, oh my gosh, it's an addiction. And looking online, I will share the auction information, I guess, across a couple pages because I want everybody to go see it, especially this little black and white Pinto. Somebody bit him up, so I can't afford him.
Is that the one that was trotting? You posted one about a little baby. You're like, stick, you know, on the auditor page.
It's the Totalist clone. Yes,
Totalist, like, okay, in a Mustang Pinto variety. Yes. Oh my God. I was like, what? Who? I like, he trots like baby Zara when she's excited, you know? And I said to my vet, I said, hey, I think I should get it. Hey, she goes, that was a nice Mustang. And I said, I think I should get it. Baby Zara needs a brother. And she goes, he has one. It's born next year. I was like, damn it.
That's right.
I forgot about that.
That's right. See, so this thing that scares me, like, I love the Mustang. I love that you post Mustangs, and these kind of guests get me really excited about wanting a Mustang. And I think for people like me, I don't feel like I'm a very experienced rider. And so I feel like when you get a Mustang, it's just like it's a base horse. And like, where do you go from there? And the prison training systems, I've always been thinking about it, but it's just how much work goes in. I mean, how good do you have to be to get a Mustang? Like, you know, like someone like me, would that be appropriate for someone who doesn't have a ton of well, not necessarily the wild, but maybe one with a little bit of training from the prison. Like you're so, you're so experienced. So I feel like someone with you, you get one from the TIPS program and, you know, you can do things with it and take it places. But like me,
Well, Thor had some behavioral problems. I mean, he was a bolter. And what I, you know what? If everybody could just take their horse to Monty Roberts to get lessons for 2 weeks and problems would be solved.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah, so that's how I give Monty all the credit in the world.
Chase
for Thor.
Visa.
Yeah.
Take Chase Visa.
They do. They do. Ask me how I know. And then... But Zeus, you know, when I adopted him, he was ready to go. There was no major problems with him. He was just a spunky little, like, you know, green broke horse. But you can find, if you are really interested in a Mustang, there are Facebook pages out there where people have Mustangs for sale. Adopt a Living Legend is one of those Facebook pages. You can go on and you can see people are selling Mustangs. Like, it's a thing where they train them and they sell them. It's kind of like any other horse that would be trained and then sold. So, you know, the problem with Mustangs as the owner slash potential seller is they don't command a lot of money, even as trained as they can be. They don't command a lot of money, but yet you go and you buy a equivalent, you know, thoroughbred or quarter horse or something like that. They go for a lot more. Now that's the benefit as the buyer is you can get a horse that is a heck of a lot more affordable, that may have a lot more training. So anyway, you're not allowed to even talk about it because you just kind of,
you keep saying, it's cheap. It's cheap. I'm like, wait, hold on a second. We all know horse ownership is not cheap.
The cheap part is the purchase price. We all know
cheap
that.
Part is purchase price, right?
Hey, we've got to play an ad, and this is a new sponsor, and I'm really, really excited to hear this ad. So let's hear from our sponsor, and then we'll be right back.
Palomino Entertainment Group presents the award-winning film, One Day, a powerful true story about a teenage girl who falls in love with a champion racehorse on TV. 21 years later, fate brings them together.
I heard thundering of hoofs coming towards us.
Road Princess and our Mims is moving very quickly on the extreme outside.
And I turn to see this big mare just barreling right towards me.
They're coming to the head of the stretch.
And she whirled and she kicked at my head.
Our Mims has it as they pass the quarter pole by one length.
She's striking the ground. She's snorting. And she's mad.
Through the stretch, it's our Mims and she holds on by three.
And she was probably going to kill me.
One Day, a beautiful film about Jean Mirabito and our Mims, a bond that leaves behind a legacy. Purchase DVD or Blu-ray at onedayhorsefilm.com. Proceeds benefit our Mims Retirement Haven.
And we want to thank One Day for being a sponsor. I think, Jill, what do you think, Jen? You're the producer. Should we skip the song and go straight to our next guest since we're on the Mustang theme?
Yeah, let's skip the song. I want more Mustangs. More. I want a Mustang.
I know. And this show, I'm telling you. So go on and look up Adopt a Living Legend. Go to NNCC.
I just did.
Oh, did you? Well, I'll get your join request and I'll potentially accept it. Okay.
As long as you know what it means if you accept it. Like, oh no, you're contributing to my divorce. Thank you.
You know what? We gotta do it.
Well, they love us.
We've got sent a voicemail on our next guest, so we are gonna have to, you're gonna have to just chit chat for a while and fill time.
Chit chat. Well, I have a story. Okay. Like I'm going to talk about my kid again, but my son is having his first mini trial this weekend.
Now, your son, tell everybody he's a rider. Like he's better than you.
He is. And he tells me that all the time. He's like, so mom, I'm like better than you. Right. I'm like, yeah, I think so. You're right. No, my son is 8 years old. He's been riding for 3 years now and he's done a couple combined trainings. And this weekend he's doing his first full event mini trial. With cross country. Yeah. And so he's not, he's, he's a little above the intro level, so we're doing very green, which is, you know, 2 feet, 2 foot, three jumps, because he would just be bored. But this is his first time doing the full cross country. So in the intro level, the cross country course is sort of in a little open field, little teeny baby jumps, but he can see everyone, you know, in his group. Mm-hmm. So I looked at the course and he actually goes into the woods. And I'm like, oh my God, like he's going to be okay, but just my little baby on a horse and he's just going to go down that trail and just take his jumps. And I started to have a little bit of a panic attack yesterday at work. I mean, I have that Garmin wristwatch. So it tells me what my heart rate is. And I literally looked at every time I thought about it, my heart rate went into the 100s. I'm like, oh my gosh.
So
tomorrow we go, tomorrow we go, and he's going to school the actual course and do it once. And there are places on the course where we've got about four other adults with us, so we're going to position ourselves along the course so he'll see somebody. I mean, we can't talk to him, and you know, but he can see us as he goes through, so I think that'll help. But he's a little beast. I mean, he turns it on when he starts to compete. He becomes like this different animal. Like, he's real shy and you know, kind of timid and gets a little nervous when he's in practice, when he was practicing. But when you tell him he's competing against somebody, he's like, look out, you know, that glare comes and it's just like, move out of my way.
So these are lesson horses he rides, or lease horses, or his horse?
So this horse is a lesson horse up at his old barn, but the girl just took it out of the lesson program because she has a girl leasing her. But she liked Kai was the only one who could really ride this horse, Tigger, because Tigger would try to take advantage of a lot of the kids. And so he was actually doing pretty good with them, but I think he just felt comfortable with them and didn't mind all of Tigger's little, you know, pony tricks of trying to pull the kid forward, you know, those kind of lesson horse pony tricks. Mm-hmm. So, we're going to be probably moving out of Tigger here pretty soon, but it's, you know, we've got to find some kind of lease or something. I mean, we were talking to you about Precious, but it's, man, he's just trying to find something for this kid that he can keep riding and really bond with. He's getting to that level where he needs something of his own, but you know, he just can't afford to have two horses ownership at this time, so we're trying to see if we can't find a lease.
Everything's all about you. Geez, you're the one who gets the ownership.
That's right. Well, he's gonna be tall. His dad's tall, so he's gonna grow out of any pony. So buying a pony just seems so silly, and especially if I don't know my littlest one's gonna ride or not. I hate to buy a pony that I'm gonna have to wind up selling in a few years to accommodate for his you know, a horse. I'm kind of hoping he grows into Barack, but we just got to get him there. Got to get my horse there so, you know, he's healthy and well, which he will be. I mean, he's going to be healthy and well, but Barack would just take off with him. So he's just not there.
What this show does is it makes people realize their horse can be better by the vet segments that we do and the training segments that we do. I really feel like we are pushers and jerks because like we're
enablers.
enablers. Yeah. Terrible. We're like, buy a Mustang and take better care of your horse and then get this tack and get this saddle and you got to get this. Yeah. Gosh.
Yeah. You guys have been bad, but good. Bad for my bank account, but good for my horse.
So. Let me tell you, try hosting this show. Okay. Try hosting, because I've done it all. I've already spent all the money. I've already done everything that I'm talking about. Well, hey.
It's not Wednesday, so.
I know. Thank God. So let's go ahead and we're going to get to really bad ads and we're going to hear from our sponsor first.
Cashel Company is your proud source for English tack, equipment, and accessories, and they have been for a long time. From cushion pads to saddlebags to fit your English saddle, Cashel Company has what you need. Their full line of accessories, such as the rolling crew bag, hay bale bag, and fan bag, help make chores easier and keep you organized at the barn or on the road. Of course, you can still find the same fly protection you have trusted for decades in standard designs or limited edition colors and patterns. You can find the Featherflex girth in jump or dressage style and a wide range of tush cushions to fit your English saddle as well. If you need it, chances are Cashel Company has it. Be sure to check them out online at cashelcompany.com.
And Cashel is the sponsor.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
And that, my friends, is how you know this is a live show.
Just ran her over.
Just hit me with a truck. I was going to ask Jen, what is our Cashel prize today? Because or this month, because I believe we have four winners. And I was reading what the prize is, and I need explaining because I feel like this would be something really nice that Zeus would destroy.
Yes, it is, actually. We have four prizes this month, which I think is a record for us. Thank you very much, Cashel. In fact, Cashel is giving away four of their fan bags. A fan bag is not something that has the name of your favorite boy band on it that you wear to the concert. It is a handy-dandy nylon harness, so to speak, for those ubiquitous 20-inch fans that we all have in our barns.
Those, like, box fans. And so it's like...
Yes.
Yeah,
so basically, you can have a nice bag to put it in to secure it as opposed to string 4,000 pieces of baling twine through it and attach it. Okay. That sounds like an actual good idea.
It's a really clever
idea. I think I need one of those.
If you want to participate in this giveaway, all you have to do is find a really bad ad. They're super, super sadly easy to find. So just go to Craigslist or Facebook ads or whatever. Send them to Jennifer@HorseRadioNetwork.com. And let's go ahead and we'll get started. And I've got the first one here. Okay. And Kelly sent this one in. Kelly, gorgeous Palomino trick horse. Trade, $3,500. Come see Skippy, .. He's wonderful. And the picture is of a horse, a Palomino. You know, like whenever they take pictures of quarter horses, they show like the butt side. This is like a picture of like the rear of the quarter horse, and it almost looks like he's parked out like a little navicular, you know? like not doing any tricks, not showing us how gorgeous he is. He's out in the field.
What kind of tricks does he do?
Like he's out in the field, standing there, facing away from the camera. I don't know if he's wonderful or not. I guess we'll have to take your word for it.
I like it.
Casey sent in the next one, and now she sent it in herself. Now, remember, if you record it and send it to us, you get twice the entries.
Woohoo! Here we go. It takes a second to get started, so be patient here.
No worries. We're patient.
I found this one on Used Horse Tack for Sale Trade on Facebook.
Oh, God.
Puke Pink Saddle Pad, $15, Burt, New York. This saddle pad is pink, and I mean really pink. It is yet another lapse in judgment of mine, except I didn't dye this one, and the potato is really sick of my I imagine it's the same color pink as the inside of your stomach after consuming too many Tide Pods after a Tide Pod challenge. How do I know this? I don't. I'm not a doctor or a vet, but it's on the internet now, so it must be true, right? This saddle pad was used twice. Shipping is additional. I'm guessing $10 to $12 within the U.S.
Wow, that pink. Is descriptive and weird and gross. Thanks, Casey.
Puke thanks, pink. Coffee. There we go. You're going to find that at Lowe's in the paint department next year. Puke
pink. It's the inside of your stomach after a Tide Pod challenge. Gross. By the way, as a child, as a teenager, I definitely participated in some really bad behaviors. I never would have eaten laundry detergent.
No!
Right now.
What's the idea? Yeah, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
The next one is yours. And Jenny sent it in. Come on.
Come on. Okay. So this one is so we have a picture of a chestnut, I believe, quarter horse with a little
called sorrel in the
sorrel. Oh. I'm so sorry. My God. Okay. See this fellow? Isn't he grand? I still need him off my land.
That's the ad?
Yeah. That's it.
Is that a haiku? Does that call? I think it's too long for a haiku.
I think it's too long. It's too long. I didn't set the punctuation, but
and the horse really looks irritated. By the
way, he does look really irritated. He's off her land. He's like, please, somebody come get me.
Please, somebody take me off her land. Lorene sent the next one in. This is really a theme for today. Is just not very descriptive. Lorene sent this one in. Horse, $1,000. 4-year-old stud horse. Oh, no punctuation. 4-year-old stud horse halter broke, $1,000 OBO. He needs someone who knows more about horses than I do, cash only. Well, maybe. Let me tell you a little something about horse ownership. Geld that.
What are I was you waiting doing? For it.
You know what? Geld it, and it'll be a little easier to manage.
Sell.
Why does somebody that doesn't know anything about horses end up with a 4-year-old stud horse?
That's exactly how they end up with it.
Yeah, they don't know what they're doing. I haven't been doing that this long, and I know not to get a stud horse. I mean, come on, people. Come on, people.
Here we go. Oh, my God. Come on.
Come on. All right.
You got the next one.
Oh, me? Okay, I'm sorry. So this one's from Marissa. It's a 1-horse trailer, $525 from Springfield, Kentucky.
You better own it, girl.
All right, let me try this. All right. 1-horse bumper pull trailer, dash. Good solid floor with mats, dash. Lights work, dash. Good tires, dash. Pulls great, dash. Can be pulled with a car, dash. Not the prettiest, but not the ugliest either. Dash. Yes, nice trailer.
It looks like an armored vehicle. Like there's Describe it.
Okay. So it's black. It has, I don't know if that's metal or paper. It looks like paper. It looks like an Iron Maiden because it has this little window. Like it's like everything else was blocked out, but this tiny little rectangle where air could get into, or like the eyeballs of the horse are going to sit there and look at you. So it looks like literally something out of a bad Halloween like ride or something, you know?
It looks like a World War II hardened defense, like what they used to put the giant machine guns in along the coast of Great Britain during World War II. It was this big concrete thing with a little tiny window.
I just saw the first Captain America for the first time, and I feel like they pulled these on motorcycles.
They did.
Like, through
that's where it came from.
The laser gun.
It's like a turret. Like there's going to be a little gun inside.
Yeah, and but somebody did take a sledgehammer and hit the crap out of the front of it.
What is that?
There's no explaining bad trailer ads.
It took fire.
There's just
no. It just took fire.
All right, Hannah sent the next one in. Hannah sends in regularly. Thank you very much, Hannah. Grade quarter horse, $1,200. This just an all-around sweet boy. Oh, God, there ain't no punctuation in the whole damn thing. Hold on. Grade quarter horse, $1,200. This is just an all-around sweet boy, definitely in your pocket time. Always calm, you can just let him out of the barn and eat. He'll stay by the bar. He's 5 and does good under saddle. One word. He can be ridden with a halter or bridle. He just needs to be trail. Ridden behind another horse. If interested, please contact me. What the hell? Oh my God. We have 2 trailers. I just saw the next one. Oh, sorry. I almost feel like we should save that one for next week, Jen. What do you think?
It's your call. I had so many trailers I had to put 2 in. I had like 25 trailers this week.
Okay. Well, there's not even an ad that goes with this.
Yeah, the ad's on the right-hand side of the picture.
Okay. Go ahead. Do you see the ad on the right?
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Okay. So it says it's from New Hampshire. And it says $1. Don't know anything about it. Best offer takes it. And it is. I mean, would he really take a dollar? I mean, I think I give him $1 for this.
And you have to pay me.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's completely rusted. It's like sitting I don't even know where it sits. It's like sitting in like a junkyard.
You know, I know the backstory on this one. I do.
You do?
This one got blown into the Land of Oz right next door to Dorothy's house.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Like it's just.
It's sitting on a place where a tornado has taken place. There's broken cinder blocks. There's broken wood. It is sitting on a broken cinder block. I believe there's a box spring right behind it over the tarp. There's like four or five crumpled up tarp.
That is a box spring.
And it's in the back of somebody's home, which looks to be mostly eaten by termites. This whole thing is a mess.
But it has a door.
It has a door, and it's got a, I think the window pane up front still working. Oh my God.
Yep.
That's terrible. Sharon sent this one, and maybe, do I not know what Kijiji is? Is that a thing?
I think it's a little bit like Craigslist, but not in the United States. I think it might be in South Africa, but I could be wrong. It's a little bit like Craigslist.
Did I say it right? Kijiji?
That's how I would guess it would be said. Sharon, if we did it wrong, let us know.
Yeah.
Kijiji. Yeah.
K-I-J-I-J-I. As a Canadian?
Canadian.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Sharon, we made you South African for a minute. You were exotic for a minute.
Canada and Brooklyn, just so you know.
Okay. Good to know. Well, apparently in Brooklyn, they're looking for a horse because the ad is looking for a horse 5 to 11 years old, mare or gelding, none preferred. Looking for a prod gecked horse saddle broke or at least halter trained, no illness or disease. My budget is $500. Good luck with that.
An illness or a disease, the same thing. Right? Okay, I'm sorry. Aaron has
like, if that's Canadian money, that's like $250. Five to 11, saddle broke, all sorts of awesomeness, not diseased.
She could get a Mustang for $500.
Damn, we should write back. Go on to kidgg.com and answer that ad.
Say, ma'am, you can go get yourself a Mustang for $500. And it's already trained a little bit. Okay, Aaron Granger Rogers sent us off of used horse tack for sale. It says, trade. Please do. Oh, this is angry. Okay. Please do not buy off my post unless I have posted past. It's rude and against the rules.
Oh.
Hold on. Casually looking for alligator clip on unicorn horns. What the heck? Unicorn horns for horses, ponies, and minis. Would like pictures and prices, including shipping to Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Also looking for equine-friendly paint so my kids can paint their minis. Also looking for used but not abused full fly masks. Two nylon mini horse halters, one blue and one lime green. Pink trailer tie and a lime green trailer tie. I would like all prices to include shipping, not wanting to spend a lot. Thanks in advance. Also, if you ask me to use friends or family on PayPal, I will not buy. Sorry. Located in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, 52403. Yes, I know I can buy all of this at stores, but I'd rather try my luck with used first.
Oh my God.
She was pissed. Like, why?
Oh my God. Seriously, you're looking for a nylon used mini horse halter? I have a blue one. I'm going to message her.
Like, I mean, she's doing like this cute little kid stuff and she's so angry. Like, so can you imagine? Angry. She's going to be like, you better paint that mini. Like, it's not like you're going to go there and have a good time. She's so like, mad.
And you do know that you don't have to buy used paint. It is just as easy to just go to Michael's and buy washable paint.
Right. It'd be non-toxic. Cheaper.
Ugh. I want to punch this lady in the face.
Yeah,
how about that?
So angry. So And she's ruining my zen that we got from the Mustang. And
I know.
I was like in a happy place and I just got myself all upset.
Yep. Yep. All right. Well, Gina sent this last one in, and this is a free horse, and it's in Floral City. Where is Floral City, Jill?
I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look that up.
Because they make a big deal of saying they're in Floral City, and it sounds like Florida to me.
Florida.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? Okay.
Yeah, Floral City, Florida.
Like, everybody's supposed to know where Floral City is. You know what I mean? Okay.
It's in Citrus County, Florida, Jamie, United States.
Duh.
Population was 5,216 in 2010.
So, my God. There's got to be at least, if Florida population, there's got to be at least 100 more by now. So here's the deal. No punctuation. No capitalization. Stick with me here. Hello, I live in Floral City. I have two horses. I've found a home for my older fellow, but I need a home for my 7-year-old gelded Arabian, please. Read carefully. He is not broken. He is young and spirited. He needs a owner that can handle him, someone with experience with horses. I have to be out in 2 weeks. I desperately need a good home for him. He has some buboes on his front leg from where he hurt himself in the field. Vet said they will heal with no problem once he's in an open field. If interested, please call. If I don't answer, please send a text or my voicemail box is not set up. Thank you. Set up your voicemail.
I know why. Why is it set up?
Because this is a stolen horse and we have lassoed them and captured them and are selling them. Oh my God. I'm angry after reading that. I don't know.
I had one of those where I tried that when I was trying to buy a trailer. We'll have to say that for another time. But I answered an ad and it was this $1,500 trailer and the picture was beautiful. I'm like, okay, something's funny about that. And I sent a message. And I got a text back saying, oh, we have to only communicate by email. And it was a scam.
So here's the deal. Chad found a Jeep online and he was like, this is like $5,000 cheaper than it normally is. And the guy was like, dude, I'll just send it to you. Of course, only on email. I'll just send it to you and you can send me the money, you know, after you whatever. Send me the money and I'll send it to you.
Yep.
We're like, you must be crazy. That must work on somebody.
It has to.
Because he's like, it's $1,500. I mean, it's like so cheap. I'm like, it's $1,500 you'll never see. Like, it doesn't matter if the Jeep is cheap. It's not a Jeep. Like, it's not real. This is a scam.
This is why you should have traded me your trailer for my Jeep. This is why I said, hey, you want a Jeep when you posted your trailer and you're saying, no trades.
I'm super mean like that.
Yeah, you could have had my Jeep and I could have had your trailer. Okay.
I won't trade my pony for a boat either, which has been asked. By the way, we're going to wrap this show in just a minute, but you were buying the trailer and you're dealing with people and I need to do another rendition of texts from people on Craigslist, but I don't have Precious Magic Gallop Jennings listed on Craigslist. I have her listed on Facebook pages and I am shocked at the communication that I have with people.
Mm-hmm.
I need to find my phone. I'm going to give you just a small smidgen of taste. This is why you don't sell horses. It sucks. Okay. Here's this message from this guy. Let's see. His name is Michael. And 2 weeks ago, I got this message. Please send videos. Most interested in trotting and canter videos. Thanks. I said, like right after he sent that, like an hour after he sent that, I wrote, cool, what are you looking for? Maybe I can tell you if she'd work out for the job, because there's a lot of job Precious Magic Gallop Jennings is not ready for. And I'm not going to lie to somebody. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
3 days later, he writes, looking for a small horse, large pony for my 12-year-old daughter. An hour later, less than an hour later, I write back, great. Well, we're here in Flagstaff now. This is last weekend. And I'll ride her in the forest tomorrow and I'll get plenty of video for you. And then I sent video after video and 2-3 videos and a ton of pictures. The next day, he writes, is she still available? Well, yeah, I just sent you all the damn videos yesterday. I wrote, she is still available. We're back in town and we'll be here all week. 3 days go by. I'm like, would you like to come see her? Last night, actually this morning at 2:52 a.m., I get a thank you. We're going to pass.
Come on.
Why did you take 2 weeks to communicate this with me? Why the heck couldn't you just write me back? We'll get this done. We get this over. Or you know what? Bloody call me. Just pick up the phone. Why can people not call each other? I have strings of messages from people that are asking for things and then either never write back or they ask the most ridiculous questions. And I have to be like, no, I'm sorry that she has never jumped off of a diving board into a pool of water and walked across a tightrope. It hasn't happened.
What is wrong with people? Oh my God.
I will not trade her for a boat.
You wouldn't want her to go to those people anyway.
Oh God, no. No. Of course not. No, I've ended it, or people have ended it. Like, so bizarre. Why would you take 2 weeks? And then day after I said, like, not even 12 hours after I send you all these videos, is she still available? Oh, well, just gosh. Get in your car and come out and see her. You live in my city. It's crazy. Anyway, I'm irritated. Jill,
clearly,
thank you so much for joining me and filling in for Glenn. I definitely
always welcome.
Requested you guys, so yay. I appreciate it.
I feel loved.
Go give Barack a sugar-free peppermint now, because I can't have any sugar on my property. So
okay.
Zeus never will gets do. Sugar. Yeah, and Jen, thank you so much for running around behind the scenes and getting everything done. I know when Glenn is gone, it's a pain. And
yeah,
I got a little
award on my Fitbit for today. Yeah.
Ooh. Did you?
Yeah.
Look at that. I had one of those little step counters and then it was just embarrassing. I was like, nobody should walk 18,000 steps in one day.
It's just shame you. Like,
no wonder I feel like such crap at night because I've done way too much during the day. Like, I need to start consolidating. Then I'm like, I've already walked 18,000 steps and I've been sitting down for 10 minutes and you're yelling at me? What the hell?
Stop it. I sat down for 2 minutes to eat some ice cream. Jeez.
Trick is you gotta walk and eat ice cream at the same time.
That's true.
You gotta beat the system.
Well, hey, Jill, you know I have a sign off. Do you have a sign off that you like to use?
I guess be nice to each other.
See, oh, that's beautiful. I love it. Be nice to each other. Spay, neuter, geld. Yes. And Jen hit the button. She's like, get out of here. Leave me alone. Bye, guys. Have a great weekend. Do something horsey and something fun. I'm going to return a muzzle back to Amazon.